Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
It's a great slide, isn't it? Look at that. Thriving or surviving and thriving in uncertain times. Sharon came up with that one. She's great. OneRadioNetwork.com. Do you have an emergency plan? Yeah, I thought I would just, good morning. I thought I would just leave the body and, you know, just leave this crazy place. No, just kidding. Well, very pleasant good morning to you. It is February 26th. Whoops, let's take off the replay thing because we're not a replay. February 26th. Where is the replay thing? Here it is. We are live here this morning. It's Friday morning, 26th of February. And my name is Patrick Timpone. We talk to various people around the world. Around the world. Around the bend. Every day here on One Radio Network. Three, four, five, six people during the week. And then on Fridays, we just kind of do some stuff. You know, just kind of one-on-one. And people call in. And you're welcome to call in. We used to call it open phones, but so few people call that we didn't call that. No, it's just, it's a better name. We just come up with different things that we're going to talk about. Lots to talk about this morning. And if you care to join us, that's my personal phone, so that's not for on the air. If you care to join us, we're also going to be kind of musing about what's like the one thing that keeps us from really doing our dreams and being happy. Do you know what that is? The one thing? We're going to talk about some exercises on how to be cause and not effect. And this whole surviving thing and what we went through and what it could mean for everybody. So we're going to have fun this morning. The phone number, if you would like to be on, is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Live here on the 26th of February. I've been giving a lot of thought to why I created this ice, no heat, no phone, no internet, no water experience the last 2 weeks. Had my first shower yesterday, actually took two. It was so much fun, I did another one 4 or 5 hours later. I didn't need to get, it's kind of fun to experience water falling on your body, isn't it? It's a little bit after 10 o'clock Central, by the way, on 26th February. So, for me, I think I created all of these experiences the last 2 weeks to learn how to prepare myself for what could be coming. Maybe nothing, maybe a lot. I don't really know. But just to do that, to prepare myself. There's all kinds of possibilities that will happen in the movie out there, right? In the next 2, 3, 4 months, 6 months, next year, with all the things going on politically. And that is really, it's really the big kahuna. I don't know if, I don't even know if politics is the right word for it, except that there are forces that want to do a variety of things, control us, keep us in fear, thin out the population. I think that's beyond tinfoil hat now. That's pretty much it's a known quantity. It's not some kind of conspiracy thing. It's real. I mean, not because I've heard other people say it is, but because you can just go on their own information and Agenda 2030, the Davos crowd, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, Agenda 21 and the UN and all these different things. They're out there very, very, Bill Gates, they're out there very, very clearly thinking that there's too many people. And so my opinion, so what that does mean is they're doing a lot of stuff like, you know, the whole transhumanism thing. And so I guess you'll have less boys and girls getting together. There'll be less babies. And then these injectable medical devices, we know that these are very dangerous and could potentially, I don't know, I've not seen any evidence, but some pretty smart people are saying, we don't know what the downsides of these injectable medical devices could be for this alleged virus. And it could be some really not good things as far as fertility. And they don't want people who are pregnant to take the injectable medical devices. So there's probably a lot to that as well. But I always like to look at exactly some specific things, how I created my 2 weeks of stuff. And one of the big ones was this, is you'll like this one, is I think about 3 days before the big storm hit, which I think would be like a Thursday, maybe a Thursday, yeah. I think it came in on a Sunday. I was cleaning the house, sweeping or something. And I got very clearly, and it was my voice, but this is really how the master works with me. My spiritual master actually comes in with this information. And I can, you know, we can talk about that if that's interesting to you, of how that could possibly work. But it's really my voice, or the voice that I might hear in my head, which is just the mind. But anyway, it was very clear information. You should go out and check the level on your propane tank, on the propane tank. Very clear. What I did, what many of us do when we get this message was, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. Well, I didn't do it tomorrow, and Sunday came, and then the whole deep freeze came, and then 8 hours later, there was no propane. And, you know, boom, gone. Oh, I think for a day or two, I could get a little bit of flame on the stove so I could heat up a little bit of water for tea or something. But it was just gone. I went out there and... So my spiritual teacher, Divine Spirit, that I worked through in my path, told me very clearly, check this out, get this filled up, and you know. And this is really the way it works. And for me, the more I listen very clearly and carefully all the time, you know, I get all of the information that I require to not... I got too uncomfortable as I burned through my karma. I think a friend of mine also mentioned to me before the storm hit, be a good idea to fill up your bathtub with water and you could use that to flush toilets. Well, I mean, that was also spirit speaking to another person. I didn't do that, because I immediately went into the mental plane and said, well, I've had this set up for 25 years. Why would it freeze now? Why would the rainwater, why would the rainwater collection freeze? I mean, come on, it's not going to freeze. It's never freezed in 25 years. Froze. So I got that information and didn't follow through on it. And also, a friend would suggest, you probably turn off all the water from the rainwater just in case, and I didn't do that because I didn't think it was going to freeze, and that caused all kinds of problems with breaking pipes. And so I saw how I created all of this scenario, how I created the rolling blackouts, who knows. That was probably just Spirit threw that in there just for fun to see how strong you really are. So anyway, and it's still going on, but we're getting back and have water now. And my main bathroom where I shave and brush teeth, that doesn't work. There was water on the floor when I woke up this morning, so there's some kind of leak, but it's not going to be a big deal. It's above ground. I'll figure it out. Get a friend to help me figure it out. So it was really fun. I got to tell you, it was really a trip. I enjoyed it. It was really just Doodle and Patrick and one neighbor who's about, walking from here maybe 300 yards, pretty good little ways. And he had a rainwater system that didn't freeze up. So we were getting water from him. Had a 5-gallon thing here, and that we had a little cart. And that's what we used for water to drink. And then we would fill up a pot and then do a little cooking on the wood-burning stove. Had a lot of wood, a lot of really nice wood. When it all was going on, we had no heat and no water, no telephones whatsoever. Both the landlines and the mobile, this little thing that I used to text, that was out. So the cell phone was out, the landlines were out. So no phones, no internet, of course. Boom, gone. No heat. And then the electric was, as you may know, what happened in Texas. It was a rolling thing. So it would go on for 2 hours, then go off for 2 hours, on for 3 hours. And you never knew really, when it was going to do it. It was all just a poetry in motion. And we've run a video, and we've asked that fellow to be on the show, and he explains why that all went on. And that's a whole story in itself. That's really a trip of why we here in Texas experience such blackouts. And it was all human error, bad judgment. We talked with Richard Mayberry a little bit about it yesterday. The main cause, according to experts, was that the left, the political left, financed by the globalists, George Soros and these people, they have been pushing this idea of a Green New Deal. California is one of the most socialist states in the world, and they're always, making all these things. We have to have so much alternative energy, by the next 10 years, no more fossil fuels and cars, 20 years from now. They're doing all this stuff, and it's going to be a disaster. You don't want to live in California. These people are, God love them, they're bonkers. This Green New Deal is a globalist thing, and Texas was just a small-scale operation of what the Green New Deal thing will do if these globalists continue to have control and run this whole thing. And we've had people tell us, like Matthew Arrett, who's going to be on again, I think, next week, and other people tell us that really the Green New Deal is about one thing and one thing alone. They will convince the masses through the media that alternative windmill, and solar are the main ones, are really the way to go. And you just got to get out of this fossil fuel thing. I mean, you just got to get out of this. Biden administration already canceled the pipeline that came in so they could bring oil in here, the gas or oil from Canada or Alaska, what was it? Something like that. So, but their motive, according to experts, and it sounds right to me, that they want you and I to be beholden to them to turn their power on and off. So it's just another social distancing, wear your mask, and we're we got the lever on the power because, well, it just doesn't work. We don't have enough to go around. And the reason we don't have enough to go around, which they won't say, is because we invested all this money into solar and wind, which only works under perfect conditions. In Texas, the windmills froze up. You see the karma there, how it's a wake-up call for Texans. Whether Texans wake up and the politicians wake up, we'll see. Usually they don't, but there's a lot of very, very distraught, angry people in Texas that understand how this whole alternative energy thing is a scam. Listen, I'm a hippie environmentalist from way back. I have solar panels on the roof. Solar power is great. If I built another home, I'd totally be off the grid with solar power. But doing it at home is different than having, you know, kabillions of acres of solar panels, and I don't know if it doesn't. The sun doesn't shine, or it snows on the panels, and they don't work, or the windmills freeze. And by the way, China owns thousands and thousands of acres in Texas to do this stuff. So China's in on this whole globalist agenda. So people that we trust have been saying, this is what this Green New Deal is about. The AOC crowd and now Biden, controlled by the globalists, they want to not have enough energy to go around. This is the deal. It's very clear. You have to have a backups for all of these things, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Sure, cool. Put all the solar panels you want up there and windmills, just rock and roll. I'm in. But you better have backups. Better have propane. You better have coal-fired plants, because if they don't work, you want to have a backup. They didn't. And the people who were in charge of this ERGOT committee, they also cut off the power, or cut off the propane, I think, cut off the propane in the areas that had the power plants, that ran the power plants and all that. So they even screwed it up more. So the whole thing was just big cluster. And there's still people in Texas without a power. And there is people that didn't have any power for a long, long time. You know, a week, nothing. We were very blessed to have rolling things. But it was pretty ongoing, I think, for, I don't know, maybe, was it 10 days or so? Let me have a drink here. So this idea of surviving and thriving in uncertain times, for me, it's a real wake-up call to get my ducks in a row. So if this happens again, it'll be a little bit easier. You know, lots of wood, maybe another propane tank, you know, keep the propane tank full, a better way to protect the water, and I figure that out now so it doesn't freeze. I've been on rainwater collection since 97, and we have two 10,000-gallon tanks. And I've never, ever seen ice in those tanks. And there was about 3,000 gallons in the main tank that we were working off when the big freeze that I didn't shut off at the tank, which somebody suggested I do, but I didn't do. Again, once again, we get the information whether or not we listen to it. But I went up there, and you can climb up on a ladder, and looked in the tank, and there was ice in the 3,000 gallons. I'd never seen that before. You know how cold it has to get? It wasn't solid, but there was a lot of ice in there to freeze 3,000 gallons of water. So what happened was the water was flowing down to the pump, which I didn't turn off, and into the house, and then it froze. Then we have a copper pipe that's going to the water pump into the main house, and that blew out about six different places. So that's why we didn't have water in the home. It took us quite a while to find that. It was so cold, and we couldn't really see anything until things thawed out. And even then, we weren't really sure whether it was leaking. So it took a day or so just to figure it out until we saw where the problem was, and then hired somebody, a lady, to come over, and she did a great job and buttoned all that up. And so as of kind of yesterday, or the day before, maybe Wednesday night, we had water coming in. But now the pump is silly, and it's not acting right. So, but we had a good time. Doodle and I had a good time. We ran out of wood somewhere along the line, so we would bundle up, and it was cold, and we'd bundle up, and I had two pairs of gloves on, and we would just go out and find firewood on the property. There's quite a bit of oak out there, fallen oak on my property, on our property. It's not mine. I'm just borrowing it from God while we're here, but I didn't have a chainsaw. See, there was another thing I'm going to get. If you have a chainsaw, you can cut the wood, throw it in the wood burning stove. So I didn't have a chainsaw. I used to have one, but who knows what happened to it years ago. So all these little things that you can make a list, and for a guy like me, and then no matter where you live, you can do the same thing. If it's an apartment or whatever, you know, you'll come up with all the things that you can do to. I think the real key is to be able to just stay warm and have water, stay warm and have water. Texas is in a real, by the way, we're live here this morning, February 26, 2020. Yeah, the water thing, boy. So we were melting snow on the wood-burning stove for water to flush the toilet, but you don't even want to think about it. It was like, it took so much snow to get about this much water, which is barely one flush. So we gave that up and just got a little shovel and went outside. But it was quite a good experience because you go outside and bare your booty at, 0 degrees or whatever. And you'd be surprised that when you, and I really learned a lot from this, that when you have to be out there, you know, just to do work or something, I could really understand how people in Colorado and North Dakota and up in upstate New York and Maine, like Daniel Vitalis, how you can get, and you can do okay. Because, you know, you just have to be out there and you get used to it. So I really learned that the only reason I was a little bit wimpy about the cold is because I really never went out in it much the last 10 years if I didn't have to, which I really didn't have to, except just go to the car, go to the hippie food store or something. So that was really good too. I really saw how, I told Doodle, and she Doodle loves the cold. I told Doodle, I said, well, you know, we could live up in Colorado. Well, not Colorado, it's pretty globalist up there, but we could live somewhere where it's cold, like in South Dakota, North Dakota, one of those states that are really cool, or who knows, if we ever wanted to move, you'd just get used to it, I guess. So this is a little Friday edition of Musing About Life and Love and Fooling Around. We're going to talk about being cause and effect and how the difference is. And I'm pretty wore out right now. I mean, I feel fine. But after 2 weeks of being the effect, and we'll talk about the difference, it really is kind of hard on your body. So I'm looking forward to 2 days of with water and heat and a clean house, of just relaxing and just recharging. But we're going to talk about the difference between cause and effect and how the difference is when you're effect, you age, when we age, the body ages, and the body gets tired when we're effect and not cause. So we're going to get into the difference. But first, we're going to have some Hoshu Wu which is really good. Previously, with our friend Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom.
A good example of this also is like the Hoshu Wu formula. That is that's a new one that came out. It's really good because it's a blood builder. A lot of people don't understand that Hoshu Wu is actually toxic if it's not prepared correctly. So I wanted to come out with one that not only features the Hoshu Wu as the king herb in the formula, but it's prepared of a minimum of 14 days. Usually we try and get 20, 21 days of cooking it. So you can think of it as like it's in a slow cooker with black beans. And it's basically just cooking down and deactivating some of those liver toxic compounds. So we do use that as like the bulk of the formula, but we basically put a lot of like mature ginseng root, like in our root extract. We have the fermented and hydrolyzed pearl powder, reishi stem, and that's got shu di hong, which is like a Romania type family. We got both the prepared warm stuff and then the cool stuff to kind of balance it out in the sense so it doesn't become sticky. If you get a good quality Hoshu Wu that's properly prepared, it definitely has some invigorating qualities to it and makes you feel relaxed, but yet fully vigorous and energized.
Now, that's the kind of Hoshu Wu that you would like, right? Really nice products, as you can hear. If you'd like to order Hoshu Wu or the other products, click on Shen Blossom right there on the front page, OneRadioNetwork.com. I use quite a bit of Shen Blossom's products. Not that that, you know, means that you should, but I have pretty good taste and I like them. And, as long as I continue to, you know, to feel good and have the energy and stuff like that, then I'll continue to do things. That's how I just gauge it, you know. But if you go on Shen Blossom, they have an Arise Male Potency formula. Guys, if you'd like to be more potent, this is interesting. Black bamboo vinegar. What's that all about? He's always putting new products in here. I'm just looking through them here on the website. Extra virgin olive oil. Wow, I didn't even know he had olive oil. Goji and Shizandra combo. So you can get one of each of those. He's got gold noni honey from Hawaii. Grotein total nutrition protein. Boy, that's a great product. And if you're looking for a kind of alternative little protein powder, per se, it's really a fun thing. His website's running a little bit slow, so I can't get to the ingredients. But anyway, I think you'll enjoy Shen Blossom. It's quite a great product. Good information. Wonderful, wonderful man. Look at the... I pulled it up here, this grotein. Look at the... I'll read you the ingredients. It's pretty cool. This is the grotein. Bamboo pith and leaf, pinion nut, plantain, nettles, beet tops, root, kaiso, chlorella, spirulina, nashi sabotin, aloe, pear tops, pumpkin seed concentrate, sesame seed, quinoa seed, hemp seed, tamago seed, azuki sprouts, dandelion leaf and flower, organic alfalfa sprout, sprouted Job's tears, Brazil nut, GABA brown rice sprouts, licorice root, on and on and on. My goodness. You don't see any, just all the standard stuff. At the end of it, the last four ingredients, yellow dock, daikon, kudzu leaf, root and watercress. No yuck stuff, no things you can't pronounce. Now, check that out as a protein, right? That's called grotein. They have two of them. Essential chlorophyll protein and total nutrition protein. Very exciting. These kind of products that you can really get into. On any Shen Blossom link on OneRadioNetwork.com. This is one of the reasons why I didn't have to take a shower and not smell. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them, in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data that number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Yeah, betcha, believe me. Yeah, betcha, baby, Patrick. Yeah, these are great. $1,150 is our price. $1,195. I was close. $1,195 for our sauna. Why can't I do this thing here? Let me do what I want. Okay. What happened to it? Oh, well. $1,195. The Relax for Infrared Sauna on OneRadioNetwork.com. Sorry, I got something here that's not working. And why isn't it working? Let me do this. Let me just fix it up here. Okay. Just email me and we'll hook you up with a sauna.
We are listener supported. One Radio Network.
Okay, we're live here this morning, as live as I can be. And feeling pretty good, feeling stronger than ever. You know, like I say, a little bit exhausted on the exhausted level. And here's why. When we are the effect of something rather than the cause, it's hard on the body. And this is why the body ages, and this is why we get tired and have to go to sleep, because we are the effect. The effect is pretty interesting. My teacher for many years always is teaching us to, by experience, not by telling us stuff, but by experience, to learn how to be cause. Cause is simply thinking what you want, feeling how that feels, and doing that. That's cause. Simply thinking, acting, by thinking, feeling, and acting. I think I'll grow a garden. Yeah, we could do that. And then grow it. Then your cause. When we do that, we are energized. For divine spirit comes through us, right? And we buy the seeds and do the things and the vegetables. And then we get energy from that because we are doing what we want and what makes us happy. We are cause. Now, when we don't listen to spirit and we run out of food, which happens, because all of us are getting, you know, we're not experts at listening to spirit. Like I missed the propane thing and a couple other messages before the freeze. I didn't miss them. I just didn't pay attention to them. But they're always there. They're always there. Every bit of information is always there to help you. Isn't that cool? I mean, it really is when you think about it. Who's moving my picture around? Oh. Isn't that interesting? So when we don't listen and things happen to us, they don't really happen to us, we've created them all, then we have to fix them. Oh, it didn't turn off the water, so the pipes break. So then we are effect. We're the effect of the pipes breaking. Okay? And when we're the effect, we're in more of a, you know, I didn't get crazy or despondent or depressed or nothing. I was fine. Just got to get the pipes and we'll fix it and we figure it out. But all that time, day in, day out, of fixing things, of surviving, of thriving, going through it, you know, just making the plan. Even if you're not flipped out about it, which I wasn't, I was fine. It's hard, still hard on the body, because we're reacting to something else. And when we react to something else, we're the effect. And that's why, one of the reasons why we age, one of the reasons why we get sick, we react to the matrix, which is essentially the mind. So when we react to the mind, the matrix, we are not cause, we are effect. And that's not our spiritual birthright. Our spiritual birthright is to be cause. All these people talk about manifesting our reality. Well, we do. We manifest our reality every moment. And if we stay conscious and listen, we can manifest exactly what we want. And it gets easier and easier and easier because we get, you know, we kind of get more aware and say, "Whoa, yeah. Could be a hurricane. Let me go to the mountains or something." Because that information will be there. We are live here this morning, February 26th. Would you like to join us? Any Texas folks want to tell your frozen stories? What do you think about the possibility of with the grid and all the stuff going on with geopolitics in China? And you think you're ever going to have to be called upon to? Survive? Thrive? After the Alfie Oaks interview, I want to check out Florida. Thank you. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. We've been playing that a few times. We'll play it again this weekend. Alfie, by the way, Del Bigtree, you may have seen, he had Alfie on after we did, a few days after we did, and we were playing the Del Bigtree vaccine or injectable device, and right before open phones, and we'll continue playing that throughout the weekend. It's a good one. Yeah, he was really talking about some pretty cool things. We don't, you know, we don't keep track of all of it the way he does. He's always he has a different kind of a model than we do. But anyway, because he's always talking about all of these people like Joe Rogan and Dr. Oz, and because he's more from a mainstream. Del Bigtree came from, I think it was a show on ABC, so he's really more embedded in the mainstream model, even though he's one of us, is obviously about the vaccines. He's all over it, and he's involved with RFK and his organization. But on this video that we were playing this morning, and we'll play it more this weekend, he was giving cases, and he had tape, and it was really interesting, of all these so-called pro-vaxxers that are saying, "I don't want to get this vaccine." Was it Sidney McCain? Who's the other gal? The gal, black gal, evidently she's real popular. She was telling Dr. Oz that she's not going to get it, and he was just going, "I can't believe what? I mean, you have millions of fans, and you're not going to get this. Don't you think you have a responsibility to your fans? To you could encourage them not to get it." And she said, "No, I don't trust it. I'm not going to take this thing." And oh, Oz boy, I can't believe they even put that on. But there are more people from the pro-vaxxer crowd, and there's a lot of them, and they have most of the big shows, of course, because the media promotes those people, because they're, you know, they're running with the company line, right? And but more and more of them are saying, "No, I don't want to take this thing." Because the evidence is there that it's not any good for you. The evidence is there that it could be very dangerous. The evidence is there that it doesn't do anything to this alleged virus. All it does is cut down maybe the symptoms for a bit. It's just a mess. It's a total mess. And I'm just kind of amazed that that Donald Trump didn't catch on to it a lot earlier, and he was all over it. But that's Joe Biden's problem now. So I don't know how they're going to get out of this thing. I don't know. They'll probably just come up with some reason why COVID is dying out, and they're going to go on to their next thing. What the hell is the United States military in Syria today bombing people? Yeah, the globalists are in control of old Sleepy Joe, and they're going to be bombing a lot of people. Our phone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. The forces that we're talking about, we can call them globalists. I think that's the best name. I think that they are attacking humans on all kinds of fronts, so it's just good for us to be aware, my opinion. And one of the big things is to take away our identity of who we are as a spiritual being, to allow billions of people in over the border, to have a melting pot of all these people, English not a primary language, to erase all the borders around the world and just have this one government, and just kind of erase the identity of being an American, erase the identity of being a boy, erase the identity of being a girl, erase the identity of everything. The only real identity thing they're doing, which is kind of opposite, but you can see them doing that, is if you're white, well, then you're bad. And if you're black, you're oppressed. And we live in a racist country, and you got to stand up, this whole thing, which is all nonsense, here's an email from Carol. She lives in Texas. One of my saddest parts of the freeze was not the freeze itself, though was challenging without heat for 4 days. So my pet's water froze in my 20-degree bedroom. Your bedroom was 20 degrees? You don't have a wood-burning stove, huh? Wow. It was the aftermath that saddened me. I've never, ever seen dozens of beautiful red-breasted robins lying over the ground before. Oh, my goodness. The ears of my farmer friend's calves were permanently crinkled from freezing. I think the birds who confidently flew south to escape northern winter, those who rigged the geoengineering to create this, did a bad thing to the animals. Yeah, I don't know if the geoengineering was this. I think it was me, my own opinion. I think it was just the grid thing. But a lot of people think that they geoengineered to freeze out Texas because we're too independent for their blood. Could be something to that. I don't know. I don't dig into all those kind of things because I don't really care. if it's going to get cold, I'm going to figure out now how to protect myself and survive. I heard from a lot of people in Texas and other places where it was real cold that said over and over, well, I'll never take toilets for granted again. I'll never take water for granted again. I'll never take heat for granted again. And those, I'm sure a lot of people experienced this thing because of that. because Spirit is always teaching us to become more aware of God. That's why we're here. So if we're not grateful, then we'll have an experience. It's so simple. It's not complicated. We'll have experiences to teach us gratitude. That's what happens. If we're not respectful of the body, respectful of how powerful the ideas that we buy into as being true are, if we're not respectful of that, then we will have experiences to teach us to respect our spirituality. So if we buy into an idea that, oh, I can catch a virus from somebody else, fine, a lot of people believe that, then you'll oftentimes catch a virus from somebody else because you created it. And if you don't believe there's a virus, then there's not. That's the way it works. But what Spirit does is ensures that we get lessons to teach us who we are as spiritual beings. That's the only reason we're here. Now, I'm very grateful, and I've been grateful my whole, you know, pretty much, oh, I guess the last 30 years are really, my spiritual master really taught me about that early on. So Doodle and I, every night we kind of pray as we're going to bed. She's lying on the floor, and we tell Spirit how grateful we are, and we have for years, about having a nice warm bed and water, place to stay, place to way to make a living without going outside and all of that. Very grateful. So everybody gets different lessons. But I will say you can always deepen the gratitude. Always deepen the gratitude. And I have a newfound appreciation for flushing toilets, even though I did before. There's always another step to deepen our gratitude. We're live here 26 February. It's almost 11 o'clock Central. We have a lot of time, but I'd love to chat with you if you care to. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It's really interesting. This lady in the robins, I saw robins around my place flying around in the coldest of cold. I ran out of bird feed, sunflower seeds. So we were taking nuts and seeds and grinding them up in the bullet. What do they call that thing? David Wolf's thing, NutriBullet. We'd grind up the different nuts and put them out there for the birds, and they grabbed them. It was hard to keep the water from freezing. They liked the water once you could unfrozen. But they did pretty well. I didn't see any dead guys or girls. We have lots of emails we can get to. If you have an email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's an email. I was listening to some music on the radio today on the way into work, and when the song ended, the local DJ went into a seemingly heartfelt monologue about how great the summer is going to be when we can get back to normal and everyone gets their vaccine. I think it was a iHeart radio station or something. And I guess he must have been reading off the propaganda script. Do you know how they distribute propaganda to local affiliates? Well, it's a very good question. I've been in broadcasting since 1968 in Armed Forces Radio. And back then, in a city, one company or one person was only allowed to own 6 facilities. So that could be maybe 1 newspaper, 2 TV stations, and three radio stations. In a big city, there's, you know, what, 30 radio stations on the dial or more. So it wasn't a lot. Six, that was it. That was back in the, you know, late 60s and early 70s, somewhere along the line, the old FCC, the globalists, and they got together and they thought it'd be a good idea to let people own as many stations as they want. And now these iHeartRadio things, I think they have like 2,000 stations, and then they just play one program for all 2,000 stations, so that DJ she was listening to could have been anywhere, and they just, you know, distribute it. And they got rid of all the local stations. Back in the day, there were all these stations were local, and you could find a job and get a job in radio, and that's what I did. And I was in Quincy, Illinois. Everybody had their own show. We played our own records. It was exciting. I was in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, rock and roll station. We all had our own show, 4 hours. We had certain songs we chose from, but we got to choose which songs we wanted. St. Louis, same way. Personalities, different, all the stations. Springfield, Illinois, it was great. It was real fun. That's old time radio. It's all gone now. So I don't know if they distribute these, to answer your question, I don't know if they distribute scripts. It's been so long since I've been out there. I know that I worked for KLBJ up until, what, was it 5 years ago? I was doing a show on the weekends, The Real World of Money, with Andrew, KLBJ, big station in Austin, and they never, ever, once said, you can't say this or you can't say that. Never. But I suspect in these big conglomerations of 1,000 stations or 2,000 stations or whatever. That they have some real rules on what you can say and what you can't. I know that they... on the local TV stations, Fox, ABC, CBS, you've seen the tapes, right? Where all these different local stations around the country, they're all saying the same thing. Literally the same thing. You've seen those tapes, right? I love it when they put those together and they'll show you Phoenix and ABC and in Los Angeles and CBS and Portland. And they're all saying this exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. What was the one we saw was, it was the one about the January 6th insurrection, right? These are insurrectionists who tried to take over the Capitol. And they put out this thing that we should have a 9/11 style commission to get to the bottom of this. And there was thousands of stations repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Pure propaganda. Just these very dangerous people. They're very communist or fascist, socialist, whatever you want to call them. I shouldn't really clump in the socialists with them, because they've just been hijacked and they're now being pawns in the globalist, in my opinion, in the globalist endeavor. They're not really, you know, they convinced the left that Donald Trump was, you know, the devil and Hitler and a misogynist and a racist and whatever. They can, as you know, they convinced him. So they all did everything they could to be okay with impeaching him twice for nothing. And all the stuff they did, because globalists just wanted him out of there because he was a real threat to their one world, great reset government. Backs the world and all of that. However, Trump was all into the vax, but I suspect I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think he did take a lot of really bad advice from some really bad people for 4 years. So I think he's a pretty smart guy, but I don't think he had enough bandwidth to really vet all the people that were telling him what to do. The Faucis of the world and Pompeo, they're all deep staters, you know. So he just, I don't think he had enough bandwidth to see that. And they, you know, they ran him out of town. Because of it. I mean, he blew it. In a sense, I think he did. Now, there's still people, I don't know, do you feel like it? Do you have any opinion? There are still people that feel, and that you know all of them, that the military is going to take over the republic, and there's going to be 100 million people that are going to start their own country and start the republic and declare the Biden administration illegitimate, which they are. I mean, we know there was voter fraud. We know he's illegitimate. So we'll see. I mean, I'm in. Hey, I'll go. Where do I sign? Do I know? I don't know if it's going to happen. Could. What do you think? Joni Petrie, who's one of our faves, I think we still have it on the front page. She was being interviewed by Joni Petrie. Yeah, she's a good one. She's being interviewed by Robert, what's his name? Robert David Steele. Good guy. He's a good man. And in this interview and other interviews that she's done, she really thinks that there's something big, and she's been pretty accurate, something big that's going to happen soon, next week or month, weeks or month. Like, lots of things are going to be uncovered. Maybe the whole pedophilia thing, or who knows? Maybe the deep state are going to get a wake-up call. I mean, it's possible. That'd be kind of fun. I'm in. Mr. Steele said on that interview that he was real interested in learning more and more how to combat this mind control that's going on. Mr. Steele, if you're listening, I'd like to talk to you about it. This is one of my specialties, the soul, mind, body connection and how it works. And I can give some ideas on that because someone emailed about that as well. One thing that's really key into all of this, that's a big deal, that if you really get, that there's absolutely no person, place, or thing that can affect your state of consciousness, which is all there is, your state of consciousness, unless you allow it. I'll repeat that. And I know this is true from my experience on the inner planes and my spiritual practice and what I've seen. I didn't read this somewhere. I know it. That there's no person, place, or thing that can program you, control you, unless we allow it. So how's that work? Well, it's pretty simple. We have a mind, which is right connected to the brain, right? We have a body, and we are soul, right? When our body dies, we as soul, we don't have a soul, we are a soul, we just leave and go somewhere else. I know that reincarnation is real, but some people don't believe it. Doesn't matter. Trust me, you'll go somewhere else. And you may come back here. Who knows? all souls do this. Animals. I've had a cat that reincarnated and told me where he was going to be, exactly where he was going to be. What color he was going to be. No accident there. So all souls reincarnate. They don't die. We don't die. So the people that get programmed, it's no different from what's going on today in our culture. There are millions of people that are being programmed by the media, right? Like what, 95% of all the media? 98%? Who knows? Probably 98%. Everything. Internet, newspapers, radio, talk shows, you know. What do you mean my 800 number doesn't work? Really? Would somebody try the 800 number? It's a 888-663-6386. Somebody just emailed me, said the 8. Would somebody else, would you try it, Carol? Or I know Carol's listening. A lot of people are listening. Would somebody else try it and see if it come on? He was working this morning. Okay, anyway. All of the people that are being programmed by the media, they're being programmed because they're allowing themselves to be programmed. This is key. Sit in front of the TV. They don't have a separation between soul, which is heart, right, and mind. So they, somebody says something, they either believe it or it's just a programming. But it's their choice. But you sit there day in, day out, you just believe everything, and then the mind repeats whatever, that Donald Trump was a Nazi, and then before long, you're saying it to other people, and it's not even who you are. We're not the mind. We are not the mind. Every little movement, you can get real quiet. This is so fun. I do this in the middle of the night for 2 or 3 hours and while I'm doing stretching and yoga and my meditation. You can get very quiet. It's really good at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you can see, I can see very clearly how every movement, every little bit of movement, oh, I'm getting tired, gotta go to bed, or I can't go there. Every little movement. And if you really pay attention, you'll see it. And that's just the mind. That's not who I am. So I don't get up and go to bed just because I'm really tired. I got to go to bed. That's not me. That's the separation where we're moving towards in this great awakening. That's that separation. And this is cool and this is interesting. You hear people who, God love them, you know, they're doing great, but they don't really understand like I do. The Charlie Wards and the Simon Parks and others, and you keep hearing the term, we're going into 5D, right? Well, not really. Yes, no, maybe on that one. 5D is the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is the soul plane. These are not stacked on each other like one on top of each other, like pancakes. They're all happening at the same time, but they're just a different reality. So if we're in the mind, which is just opposites, good and bad, and light and dark, and love and hate, and hot and cold, and Democrat, Republican, we're on the mental plane, and we have a mental body, and we're operating on the mental plane, which is essentially the fourth plane. There is the physical, the astral, which is the emotional, and the causal body, which is where all of our past lives and all the stuff are kind of stored. Then the mental plane, the mind, and then a lot of the religions have their their heaven on the mental plane. A lot of the religions do. That's where they are. I won't go into it any further because I'll get into trouble. And then there's the soul plane, which is the fifth dimension, what they're calling 5D. So these people, Simon, all of them, and Charlie, they're on to something. They're getting it. Believe me, they're getting it on the inner that something's going on, this great awakening. But we, it's a personal choice. 5D doesn't descend upon us, and it's not how that works. We as soul must make the effort to see how it is and to operate from 5D, from the soul level, which is back to what I was talking about 3 o'clock in the morning. Operating from the soul level, you are seeing the mind, the body works and how it works. And it's really interesting. And as long as we don't buy into the mind when it says, wow, that's pretty interesting. I can't believe it was like that. I never thought it was like that. Well, then you're back. You know, then you're back into the mental plane. And a lot of people do that. And then they'll go there and then they'll write a book about that. And this will be their whole experience. It's about all from the mental plane, which is great stuff, you know. But there's always more. So I believe our job and what this, all this stuff going on with politics, with 5G, with this COVID thing, which the injectable medical devices, masking, all these things are spirit's way to say, wake up. Wake up. This is not real. This is the great awakening. But each soul has to do it. And we have people like myself and others who talk about it. I don't think anybody talks about it as clearly as I do. And I'm not saying that from an ego. I just hear other people and I'm just telling you what my experience is. It's not as complicated as people think. I guess maybe the 809 line isn't working. Let me do a little commercial here, and I will just reboot it, and that'll probably work. I don't know if you've ever tried our sulfur. Man, it's the bomb. And we've been promoting this product, gosh, I don't know how long it is, just a long time. 6 years, 7 years. It's one of the best ones out there because it has absolutely no junk in it, silicone dioxide. It's pretty cool. Here's a little bit on it, and let me reboot these things, see if that 809 line will work. Previously with chemist, biologist, and nutritionist George Altgeld, we asked him this. And so what do you think about Dr. Seneff's contention that as these glyphosates are in the soil, they bust the sulfur cycle, and that's really detrimental to the body?
It's extremely detrimental. Sulfur is such an important detoxifying agent for the entire body and especially for the liver. You've got to have trace minerals so that the liver can build these compounds that are essential for getting itself cleaned. And that lady who was talking about sulfur,
mm-hmm.
Man, play that ad every chance you get because our foods are so deficient in sulfur and it is a big deal for the liver to have enough sulfur to make all those compounds that it uses to detoxify itself. Not just sulfur, they're all important, but sulfur is the one that we're so deficient in, and we need sulfur.
Thanks, George. I had some this morning. You might want to give it a try. You can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. 3 locations, 3 prices delivered. And if you like more than £4 for a discount, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, with the highly credentialed Dr. Thomas Levy, he argues because the literature shows that oxidation is the cause of disease.
But the whole point is the location, the concentration, the duration, the distribution of oxidized biomolecules determines 100% of all diseases. And so that's why I say oxidative stress doesn't cause disease. Oxidation is disease.
Is disease.
If there's no oxidized biomolecules, you don't have a toxin. The toxic effect is oxidation of biomolecules. That's the entirety of it.
And by the grace of God, several months ago, George Wiseman said this about hydrogen.
Hydrogen is the world's best antioxidant by a long shot.
Hmm.
First of all, it's 700 times smaller than something like CoQ10, 400 times smaller than vitamin C, things like that. So it can literally go, the hydrogen molecule can literally go through everything in your body and go right into the very DNA and repair it.
So now it makes sense why George was able to say this back in August 2019 with such conviction.
The body accepts that gas and uses it to heal everything. It's like the fountain of youth. It's astonishing the amount of ailments. In fact, in scientific studies, and they have over 1,000 scientific studies now, they're showing that it either helps the body heal directly or indirectly from virtually every ailment that ails any water-based life form.
Okay, I'm sold. And I was able to get one a couple of months ago, thanks to your support. It's called the AquaCure Hydrogen Machine. Breathe the gas and bubble the water. There's a promo code ONERADIO for 10% discount. I think a great investment for you, knowing what we know now. On OneRadioNetwork.com.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, failed to mention that, I need to turn these back on. Okay, now we'll see if the 800 works. That when I'm doing on my little spiritual exercises and yoga for 2-3 hours in the morning, and I'm breathing the hydrogen gas too. It's pretty powerful technology, but remember that I believe, and you, I just want to encourage you to believe that we are on track as spiritual beings to not need anything. Sulfur, hydrogen, food, anything. That we can protect ourselves and our bodies can heal all they need to heal simply by working with spirit and doing it with our state of consciousness. I know this is where it's going, and I believe that this is going to be the answer to 5G. I mean, unless you want to walk around in a Faraday cage, this stuff's going to be everywhere. You know, unless the globalists just wake up and smell the coffee and say, no, we don't want to do this anymore. But that's not going to happen. I mean, come on. You know it's not. I mean, I don't know, but I'm a realist. I'm the most positive guy in the world, but why would they do it? Who's going to stop them? So, in my opinion, the way that we are going to protect ourselves from 5G is simply knowing that it can't hurt us unless we think it can. And I know that seems a little tinfoil hatty, but just trust me when I tell you that's the way it works. We have an aura. Goes out because of our state of consciousness, and nothing can penetrate that. I don't care what it is, 5G, 6G, 10G, unless we allow it in. And how do we pierce it? How do we let it in? We let it in by thinking that it can hurt us. That's it. Well, that 5G, man, that stuff can get me. That thought, that image, if we as soul buy into that, that is the opening for it to hurt you. That's the opening. Without that opening, it can't get in. Because we are changing our DNA, RNA, EPA, all of it, cells, every moment of our life, simply by what we believe to be true. If we believe the matrix is the matrix, we're in it. It's in our body. If we believe in time, our body ages. One of the main reasons why the body ages is because we believe in time. So what they're talking about, like in 5G, if you operate from the soul level, there is no time. The body has no reason to age. Why would it? Has no reason. It's just hanging out. Matter of fact, it's getting younger, which is the essence of my book. It's probably 5 years in the making. It takes a long time to get young. I don't know when it's going to be finished, but
nothing is more expensive than bad information.
We'll need that. Pretty cool, huh? And it does take a long time to get young because it takes a long time to learn how this works. It just takes a long time. But some of you, many of you who are seeing this, you don't have to go through all the stuff that I went through the last 30 years to figure this stuff out. You don't have to. That's why I'm here, to share it with you. It's free. Do what you want with it. Play with it. You don't have to. Okay, let me see. This person said I can't get in. Let me try them again. Try. Maybe the 800 number is not working. 663-6386. I rebooted. Oh, yeah. I see there's some issues with the phones this morning. Well, I thought they were all fixed. Oh, well. It's been such a strange time with the, you know, with the cold. And the cold does some weird things to everything, to the wiring. You know, our phones were out, our internet was out, our mobile phone was out. It just does some strange thing. The water pump is not sure whether or not it wants to live or not. Really cold temperature does a